Baxter County man is facing multiple charges after investigators say he was driving under the influence of marijuana during a crash that left a 87-year-old man dead. According to authorities, Joseph Robinson has been charged with a DWI and neglected homicide in connection with a July 2nd crash on State Highway 178 near Bush Lane. Investigators report that Robinson was traveling on Highway 178 when a vehicle in front of him had stopped to turn onto Bush Lane. Robinson allegedly swerved into the oncoming lane where he collided with another vehicle. The driver of that vehicle, 87-year-old Benjamin Lohmeyer, died from injuries sustained in the crash. Officials say the investigation determined Robinson was under the influence of marijuana at the time of the collision. Robinson was later arrested and was charged and has since been bonded out of the Baxter County Jail. And deputies with the Howe County Sheriff's Office responded to County Road 1480 near Peace Valley around 5:39 on Wednesday after receiving reports of a physical disturbance involving a firearm. According to investigators, the incident began on State Route 17, where a driver and his wife were traveling behind a vehicle operated by Joseph Busby. After both vehicles turned onto County Road 3810, the victim reported that Busby had slowed down. When the victim briefly flashed his headlights, Busby allegedly stopped in the roadway, exited his vehicle, and approached with a firearm. The victim told deputies that Busby had pointed a weapon at him, leading to a struggle in which the victim had grabbed the barrel, shoved Busby backwards, and engaged in a physical altercation. The victim reported being struck in the face before eventually disarming Busby. The victim's wife, who was present in the vehicle, stated she saw Busby exit with a gun and heard the victim yell, "Don't point that gun at me." Deputies documented injuries to the victim's face consistent with the statement. The firearm, a Heritage Rough Rider .22 caliber revolver loaded with 5 live rounds and 1 spent casing, was seized. No shots were fired during the incident. Busby later told deputies he retrieved the firearm because he believed he was being followed and that he had kept the weapon at his side, denied he'd pointed it. He claimed the victim attacked him and took the gun during the struggle. Based on witness statements and physical evidence, deputies determined probable cause existed that Joseph Busby knowingly presented a firearm in a threatening manner and assaulted the victim by striking him in the face. And an Ava man is facing multiple felony charges after police say a woman silently signaled for help inside of a hotel lobby. According to the Ava Police Department, officers were dispatched to Super 8 Hotel at 1711 South Jefferson after a clerk reported that a female guest mouthed the word help twice while standing in the lobby with a male companion. Officers located the pair in room 208 and identified the male as Jason Hester Lee. The woman told police officers that Hester Lee had yelled at her, grabbed her arm, and forced her behind the building. She reported that he had covered her mouth and told her to return to the room if she wanted to live. She further stated that Hester Lee stood in front of her with a knife and said, "You are done." Police documented visible injuries on the woman's face and forearms. Hester Lee admitted to pushing the victim and was also found concealing alcohol, a violation of his parole conditions. He was taken into custody and transported to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office for booking. Hester Lee is charged with kidnapping, facilitating a felony, inflicting injury and terrorizing in the first degree, domestic assault, and unlawful use of a weapon. Many Arkansas farmers use imported labor to maintain production. Congressman Rick Crawford, who represents Arkansas's 1st District, shares his thoughts on this matter and analyzes whether domestic labor can fill the void if the number of migrant workers is reduced.
There are a large number of H-2A farm workers in the 1st District of Arkansas, and that's really an operational necessity. And sadly, it's mostly due to the fact that we just don't have the workforce present that will do the work. And so, unfortunately, farmers are forced to essentially outsource labor from countries like Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and most notably an increase over the last several years of farm labor from countries like South Africa. And I think the need for H-2A workers will continue before anything changes on that front.
Again, that was Congressman Rick Crawford, who represents Arkansas's 1st District. And with all kinds of Christmas activities across the region starting up today and next Saturday, here at ECNN, we've gathered you a full lineup. Today at 2 o'clock, the Thayer Parade will get underway. Willow Springs will begin at 5, Salem, Arkansas at 5 o'clock. Looks like Ash Flat starts theirs at 5, Mammoth Spring at 6, Alton at 6, Houston at 6, and Eminent says they will start at dark. Now next Saturday, Ava will begin at 2 o'clock, West Plains at 4, Hardy at 5:30, Donovan at 6, Mountain View, Missouri at 6, Kabul at 6, Batesville at 6, and Winona at 6:30. And to wrap up our news today, the Mammoth Springs School Board will meet on Monday, December the 8th at 4:30 in the afternoon in the boardroom.